This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for our Talk Radio Review, a weekly event. As we go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, I'm happy to introduce to you, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen, hello. Happy hello. To introduce Mr. Evil himself, Darth Vader of radio, Joe Crummy. You know what happens when Richie, you'll appreciate it, Rich McFadden,
yes.
Who also, I get, you know, the... The more, the longer we've known each other, the more I appreciate our friendship. It's one of those things. How many people have someone in your life, you just call them on the phone, it's like picking up the conversation from the last conversation, which may have been a day ago, a week ago, or a month ago. So, we don't, Richie
That's
always
what I
has,
hate about you.
So,
he calls you
phone.
Too much?
No, you know what it sounds goodbye. Like? It sounds like you guys are bored with each other. That's what it sounds like. Just talk about this yesterday?
Number 10.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, when I did a little research on evil thoughts, and I came up, when I entered into my search bar, I come up with Bible and evil things from Satan and stuff. So I guess people are equating you with some sort of satanic movement, Joe Crummy. Evil Thoughts, that's his podcast. You can check it out, Evil Thoughts. It's not evilthoughts.com, but you just go to iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. You figure it out, and bingo, there you go.
Put in the words crummy and evil, and it'll come right up.
Or just go Evil Thoughts Podcast, and it shows up. Okay. We do them 7 days a week, as you know.
Not to shortchange the talented Victoria Keelan, who's also here, to discuss the issues of the week, and we've had plenty of them. If I were to go through the stories, it's kind of pedantic, because the number one thing this week, I'm going to start and go backwards, is the Florida school shooting and the number of things that are ancillary. Richie, I was on with James Whale for 40 minutes on his broadcast.
I can predict what that conversation sounded like with a British talk show and a British talk host wondering why in the world we have so many guns and shootings.
Well, you know what? I did this earlier. Victoria and I were talking on the air about comparing. There's no country like America. There just isn't. There's no other comparison in the world. People try to compare us to China and Russia, and no, it doesn't work. There's no comparison. But when it comes to social things, we are compared in a way by the rest of the world to countries like England, countries in Europe, Japan, where they don't have the same culture. They don't have as many people. And so, is it legitimate or not legitimate? I don't know. We go around in circles with this. Do you realize, Joe and Richie, Victoria does because we had these stats on the air, that every 60 hours, so far this year, every 60 hours, there's been a shootout someplace in our country since the beginning of January. Some of them aren't even reported anymore because they're so commonplace. And we get to the gun stuff, and we do the same conversation over and over again. So there's a part of me that wants to have more conversation about this because it is the number one issue this week. But then where does the conversation go? It's cheap. Talk is cheap. Where's the action? I noticed that the rallies that have been held in Florida, which is a very pro-gun state, the rally, the people, adults and kids, all basically saying the same thing. Eliminate guns or chants that are similar to that. That's not going to happen. But what? You know, we keep having these conversations, and we basically end them the same way every time. What are we going to do? What's the new rule? What is it that what's-his-face has on Marr? Has on his show, what, New Rules or something? Isn't there a segment called New Rules?
New rule.
So what's the new rule when it comes to guns, gun control, or these sorts of things? Mental health issue, gun control, attitude, what do we do? Or do we just waste our time talking about it and wait for the next thing to happen? I leave it. I've said pretty much what I have to say.
You know what's really interesting? In 2017, Parkland, Florida was actually named the safest city in the whole state of Florida.
Yeah.
It's just how quickly things turn.
Well, Florida's
well, it
got
still
a
is. You get one event that was massive, obviously.
Yeah.
That doesn't change the landscape of the city. That meant one person did a horrible thing.
It's not
going to
have those statistics anymore now. No. After 17 murders in one day.
But I guess my bigger picture here is that even though these things happen way too often, and this is just horrible to the nth degree, it doesn't mean that people are just walking down the street, guns a-blazing like in the Old West. It just means that
we
have these events.
That's a very interesting
comparison. You still walk down the street safely. All this stuff is so top of mind because these events are so terrible.
Think about where we came from. I can't tell you that I know. Oh, we all know the history. I was a history major in school, political science major, and you just said something that really brings it into focus. Look at the culture that we grew up in, not in our lives, but where our country came from. The use of guns and basically self-rule, which as we crossed the country, never, if you look at the history of other countries, there isn't the same kind of history because they're older and they didn't have the kind of weaponry. If you look at the history, though, of you go back to Alexander the Great, or you go back even further than that, and the kind of things that are sometimes depicted, the cruelty, the horror of war when the English were fighting among themselves, civil wars and swords, beheading people, killing people. They do it by the thousands with almost weekly wars. And that was violence personified. You look at the Old West, and when there was no rule of law and people took law into their own hands and they'd shoot anybody that they didn't like, that's the history of our country. Guns, more in our country than any other country in terms of historical perspective, have been part of our culture. So you grow up with that, and it becomes almost the face of the country, in a manner of speaking. And so I guess, what do you expect? And is there a way of changing it? Or is it just part of our DNA?
It's funny, this morning I saw on Facebook somebody was talking about how their child goes through shooter drills, active shooter drills in their school. And she's like, here I am at 2 a.m. in the morning thinking about my child going, yeah, we walk over, we put paper on the windows, and then we get in the corner and we surround ourselves with the chairs and all this stuff. And my reaction to that was, my parents used to have to get under their desks.
Yeah.
For
I did. For the Connell Red Alerts.
The Russians were going to nuke you.
Right.
Think about that thought going to bed at night.
Yeah.
We're going to get nuked by
the Russians.
The problem
is the Russians never nuked us. Gun violence is a very real thing that happens all the time.
But it was real to us, Victoria.
Right.
It was real to us.
It was real.
Yeah. It was real to us.
You know,
I understand that. My mom has talked about that as well. But the fact is, these drills are not just drills anymore. This for guns, this happens all the time.
Yep.
And shouldn't we want the next generation? Shouldn't we want our kids to have better than what our grandparents had?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to be about.
But it's so unfortunate because it's not new. It's just different.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
Yep.
But it's, everybody pretends like this is something new. And as Doug was just going through, you look at history, there's violence, and it's just it's so sad.
I just thought about that, Richie, for the first time as you were going through that. It is our culture. It's our history.
It's not our culture. It's humanity.
Can I give you some statistics? I was looking up yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Crime Prevention Research Center came out with these numbers here. Who do you think the number one country on the planet is mass shootings per capita? Just guess.
I'm guessing it's not us because you're making us guess.
Right. That's true. That's exactly right.
Per capita.
Well, you got 340 million people in the United States. But I mean, who do you think per capita?
I'm going to go with something like Uzbekistan.
Yeah, it's Norway. That's weird. Who's number two? It's Serbia.
No, whoa.
Norway?
France.
Norway. No.
Hold on. I'm shocked over that.
Guys, look, I mean, this is according to the Crime Prevention Research Center, so you can look them up and you can say, I don't believe them. Or, well, I mean, I'll be honest about it. I mean, I'm not trying to fake you out. I'm telling you who they are.
There was even
Let me give you the list. Listen to it. It's Norway. It's Serbia. It's France. At 0.347 mass shootings per million persons.
Right, so what?
Macedonia.
So
then
what?
It's Albania. Then it's Slovakia.
Okay,
then it's Switzerland. Go. You think
so
about
what?
That. Then it's
so
Finland.
What?
Then it's Belgium. Oh, well, I'm just saying that
doesn't take
we
away.
Have a tendency to say that we're worse than everybody,
well,
and I'm not sure that's
be
true.
Better. We place ourselves in the position of being better. How is this? None of it's acceptable, even if there are more people killed per capita in Uzbekistan. I don't give a rat's butt.
Right.
I want this to stop here.
Well,
I'm
not arguing
else
that. I'm just
comments.
Saying that there
it's
is
a good
that,
conversation
there are people.
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling you that there that when if you take a look, I mean, you were just talking about our culture and it's us and all these things.
I get that though, but Joe, that's the equivalent to me in my mind. Those statistics about other countries, that's the equivalent of people saying they're just going to prey on all this. Praying and statistics from other countries are not going to solve the problem.
Right, but I don't.
I'm saying
that's not where I'm at. I just think it's an interesting thing that we get very hysterical. At moments like this, and I understand that. And we
so why isn't James Whale, the British talk host, talking to somebody in Switzerland?
I'll tell him that the next time he calls me. Call somebody in Switzerland.
I don't know.
He says, when we get down on the air, Richie, he says, and you know him, he says, I'll be back to you soon. So the next time he calls me, I'm going to tell him,
call Norway.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so it's something. It's a rude awakening.
You know, but, I mean, those are the stats.
Yeah.
Do with them what you want.
All right, it's the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder for those of you who are employers and you're looking for good employees. I'm going to send you to ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to hundreds of the web's leading job boards. If you have an idea in terms of your own future that doesn't include where you're working now and you want to change your reality, ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use them free. Free! ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hard-working tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review with Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. All right, let's move off of number one. Let's go back to the number 10 item, which is always a sports-related thing. The charts are from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, overviewing what's going on in talk radio programs around the country with hosts and hosts have made a lot of noise this week, at least in sports talk radio, which is number 10. At least three people that are doing talk radio programs that I know of have been fired this week for consequential comments that are made in a politically charged arena, but even in a non-politically correct charged arena, these guys are meatheads. And in the case of the guy at KNBR in San Francisco, and I think the guys here in Boston at WEEI, yeah, come on. What the hell's the matter with you guys?
What did they do?
Thank you, Richie, for it.
Now
that I... Richie wants me to get to the meat of this, and I'm sure a lot of people listening know, and some don't know, that there have been comments made about the people in the Olympics. Chloe, what's her last name?
Chloe Kim.
Kim. Yeah. So some guy said she was a nice piece of, you know what, she's 17 years of age.
Yeah.
And he went on to say he was waiting until she was 18.
Yeah, right, exactly. What a moron.
That makes it okay.
That makes it fine. So then WEEI, which is the Red Sox and the Patriots. Right. So they have... the quarterback, the best-known guy in football. Somebody on the air calls his kid a little pisser or pissant or something like that.
Yeah.
Something stupid.
His little five-year-old.
Right. Meanwhile, Tom Brady comes on the radio station every week to help them promote things, and he does a segment on this.
And, Tom Brady addressed it on the air, he was just class personified the way he even said, you know, guys, I come on the show, and when you're talking about my child or any child, it's just, I don't really know what the future is going to hold.
It wasn't the guys back to the radio station.
It wasn't the guys that he talks to. It was a different guy.
It was the guys in the morning.
And he addressed it, and then he pretty much just said, "I'll have to call you back."
Yeah. Right? And he's not calling back. So then there's with the radio station, there was some other incident there with another one of the players, or I don't know who the hell it was. There's so much of this stuff. So they shut the radio station down for the day to conduct sensitivity training for the people on the air. Meanwhile, the Red Sox say, you know what? I'm not sure we want to be on this station anymore. So there's a lot of money at stake here. And the management, this happens to be the management of this company, is the largest owner of sports talk radio stations in the country. And, you know, these guys have been...
It's a bad look for the Red Sox. I don't blame them for wanting to disassociate themselves with this station.
Yeah. What do you do when you shut down a radio station? What do you mean you turn it off?
You got all recorded stuff on.
Oh, yeah, recorded stuff.
The best of, sort of, I guess. I don't know what they...
Right. They should just shut it off for a day. That'd be
Super Bowl 12.
Yeah, right.
Play the one with Joe Namath in it, the Colts.
Super Bowl 12 brought to you by Sensitivity Training on WEI.
Isn't there an ESPN channel that has all the old basketball and football games?
There's all these classics. There's classic baseball, classic basketball, classic football.
Why does anybody want to watch that stuff?
I asked my husband, because just the other day...
Victoria's husband is in the sports radio business. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's a sports producer, and I said, what game is that? It was a football game. He said, oh, this is the 1989 Super Bowl. I said, what the heck are you doing?
Hey, watching that. Maybe it's like me listening to the Moldy Oldies on the radio. I don't know. Maybe
that's a lot better than watching the 1989 Super Bowl.
See how the game has changed over the years? I think that'd be interesting if I were your husband. I'd be into that.
And the Olympics also big in conversation this week.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean the kid White, who broke his neck and he finished the... Did you see that? The kid who broke his neck?
Kid, yeah.
I don't recommend looking up the footage because it's pretty...
Oh, weird. My God. Unbelievable what some of these kids are doing.
Hey, guys. It's Jen from the DJ V Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, talking about the big items in the News Talk Radio world. Every week we do this, our points of view on some of the big stories. Number 10 is sports action. Number 9 is that film that's out, The Black Panther, which is, at first a lot of people thought, and I think I was one of them, that it was about the Black Panthers. Hello. No, not about the Black Panthers. It looks like I'm not much on these movies.
Superhero movie.
Yeah, super.
I've never heard of the Black Panther.
Yes, I.
What did you think of it?
Last week. I went to an advanced screening. And? I think it's a good movie, but over at Disney. I will say that it's going to be huge.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool because, you know, if you follow the Marvel Universe, Doug, and I'm only one step beyond you where that is concerned, that it's this fictional country in Africa called Wakanda.
Yeah.
And as opposed to what, you know, Trump was saying, I thought this was really interesting. You know, he was characterizing the African countries as a certain kind of place. Wakanda is really cool because it's this country in the middle of Africa that not only it looks on the outside like it's some, well, loser African country, but on the inside.
side. They have this secret city that's totally advanced, and they have flying cars and all kinds of stuff, and everybody's handsome and beautiful, and it's this, you know, really cool country in the midst of all of this stuff. So politically, I think there's an awful lot of political undercurrents in this film, and I think it's going to be really interesting. I think they're going to make a fortune on it.
So kind of like Wonder Woman, then.
150.
Yes.
We expected this weekend, when we get done with the weekend, it's a four-day weekend, so 150, 160 million is the...
Right. I mean, they're going to do great. I'm sure that if you just watch the production on these films, though, this thing is internationally produced. It's really,
I saw the first one with Downey as Iron Man, and I actually thought it was okay, but I think I've become numb to all of the... They put them all together, and it just becomes a big mess of
garbage. If you're into it, you know, as the younger generation is really into it, they're really... And what they're saying is that the Marvel Studios had the contracts with... This is the way it was written this week. To a lot of the white... this is what they were saying. Actors. And so now you've got this new film coming out because they need a sort of a next generation of Marvel superheroes.
Well, this guy's a good actor. He played Jackie Robinson in 42. That's the first time I saw him.
Yeah, that
I
guy,
thought he was
right?
very good in that. Yeah, very good. So, anyway, so the Black Panther film is number 9. Number 8, the FBI focus. The FBI in general, what a mess. You know, whether it's China or Russia, or they got this guy, the shooter, he's been on their radar for a year, and they sit there with their thumb up their butt. They don't know. They don't do anything. It's a disgrace. All these alphabet agencies, the NRA, I'm sorry, the NRA, this is a Freudian slip, NSA, and the FBI, the CIA, all the money that they have, the $36 billion in these black ops, they're not responsible to anybody. Time to shut them down or clean them up, one or the other. They're not serving anybody but themselves, it looks like to me. Okay, we were talking a little about the Olympics. That's number 7. Stormy Daniels and her dimples.
Oh, boy.
6.
Doug loves her dimples. I think, actually, I've been saying this all week. Every time Doug says, oh, wow, she looks pretty good, I said, look closely. She's a younger Nancy Grace. They're like they could be sisters. Ugh. Look at her actual face. She looks like Nancy.
Is that sexist? Richard just went, ugh.
That's not sexist. That's just a fact.
Stormy Daniels is the former porn star that alleges that her and Trump.
The addition to the story is that this week, because the lawyer, president's lawyer, said that he's the one who paid her and decided to pay her, she says that the deal that they had for confidentiality is done, so she's free to talk. You don't think that somebody's going to, like, NBC's going to wave $1 million in front of her to go on an interview show and tell her story to some... Megyn Kelly? Go ahead, Joe.
She claims she's got a Lewinsky dress, too. She claims and that they're sending it out for DNA. You'd think after 10 years you would have had the thing laundered at least once, I hope.
Jeez. Really?
Well, on Friday morning, there was another playmate in The New Yorker,
Ronan Farrow. Yeah, wrote about
that whole story. And so there's another one who's, her story, she said she had a consensual affair for about 9 months with Trump. Right, Barron was a few months old. It was right before, I guess, he officially started running for office. And her story is very similar to Stormy Daniels. He stayed at the same bungalow at the Beverly Hills Hotel and the same meal, and he likes to watch Shark Week, and everybody seems to have all the same experience with him. So
why
do we accept the fact that every president is a dirtbag?
Well, Obama.
I'm
not an Obama apologist, but I don't think you're going to find any of that with Obama.
And I don't think George W. was up to much. I think he loved his wife, too.
Yeah.
So Clinton, of course, Clinton was a dirtbag.
Kennedy.
Trump is obviously a dirtbag. But no, I think there are good men and who've been in that office, and I don't think that that's fair to say that about all of them.
I throw them out.
No, but
I'm
trying to find Eisenhower was like that.
Eisenhower only had one.
That was the one from Albany. That was the one.
No. The woman in England was his driver. Pat Summersby. Yeah. That was his.
I mean, you look back at Jefferson and I mean, I don't remember hearing anything about Lincoln.
No. Let me tell you, those wooden teeth were really, really hot.
Wooden teeth were hot. Good for you, Joe.
I want to make out with you, man.
All right, number 4, the Russians interfering with elections. Are they? There was something that floated around this week, and Victoria, you'll have to refresh my memory. We talked mm-hmm. about it on the DJV show, but I can't remember because there's so many of these things. But the latest incursion of the Russians, never mind the election here, but they messing around in other countries as well with the same kind of approach. Is
Why
that,
not?
Well, I suppose.
Why not?
If it works one place, let's
well, it's interesting that,
screw up
that,
another
that,
one.
It is interesting like that, the White House, that the White House actually addressed this, and the press secretary Sanders like actually said, yes, you know, we're condemning this, and we're officially saying that Russia did this, but yet they still won't say that Russia had anything to do with our election. It's just very weird. It's just they're just, you know, it's their fake news. It's like their standard line for everything, except now when it affects other countries, they're quick to condemn Russia for it.
Yeah. Hey, just what is I say that it's what's his face who's over? They can't figure it out on their own, but there is because what do you call it? It's over there and hiding still. He's got another
Assange?
3 years.
Snowden.
Snowden. Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't heard much from him lately.
Snowden is responsible for all this stuff. He's figured it out. That, in my mind, that's what's
well. Going. How do you get to live in Moscow as an American without any repercussions?
Have a payback. Right. Payback.
You don't get to do that, and I agree. I'm not 100% against Snowden. I think a lot of things I'm actually for that he did, but there's no way he can say he's got no ties to the Russian government, and yet he's allowed to just live there and not be hassled at all.
Yeah,
come
absolutely.
On.
And this is the new war, cyber war, and there are no battlefields where. Men are charging each other with guns and tanks.
Are we spending $700 billion a year in the military? I mean, what kind of nonsense? What kind of pandering is that?
Because you still need to go. You still need to have the Mogadishu.
No question, Richie. But we have the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that's so endemic. I was on a plane with a guy who works for Raytheon, and he was telling me this week about how all their contracts are with the government. His job is to go buy used corporate jets and bring him into the government so that they can nobody even knows this. I don't know, they shoot the guy after he told me the story. I mean, it must not have been that under wraps, but I never heard this story before. He buys small planes, used planes. They bring him to this guy's corporate headquarters in Tulsa or someplace, and they revamp them. There's 700 of these planes that they've revamped in case of a war. They can use small planes to get around. And I said, how many of them are in use right now? And he said, none. But they spend billions.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
it's so cool.
What they do. And we laugh about it, but you want to spend
you
more.
You know, we should house the homeless in them in the meantime. I think that'd be great. Why not?
Good God. All right, 43 past the hour. Let me talk to you a little bit about an opportunity you have to become much healthier. Krill Omega 50 Plus. You get a hold of these. There's a capsule that Purity Products has made that has krill oil and fish oil. You don't know what krill oil is. New on the market. This is a way to boost your joint comfort. The bursas, the sacs that are around your joints, whether it's your elbow or your shoulder or your knee, all of your joints have these little sacs. And what happens with the krill oil is it enhances them. This is a special kind of oil that's been discovered to help your joints be more comfortable and longer and stronger and all that stuff. So put that to the test in 7 days, along with fish oil, which is the omega-3s that everybody knows is supposed to be really good for you. CoQ10 gives you energy. Altogether fabulous. Big difference in your life. And you can get your first bottle free by going to there's a website that explains Purity Products, tells you the story. But if you call 800-355-1493, you can order your own bottle. Shipping, you pay a couple of bucks for that. You get the free bottle. Call now and get it. Try it. You'll feel the difference in 7 days. 800-355-1493. They know this at Purity Products. They give you the free bottle. You like it, you're going to buy every month, and there's a 30 capsules a month supply at 800-355-1493. Call now and order yours free. 800-355-1493.
In today's automotive news, in Boston, a new startup called Shepherd is turning Land Rover vehicles into school buses. And now your child will not have to ride those awful yellow monsters, instead being whisked to school in luxury. They have a real school bus sign on the top and have full-time employees who pass tests similar to those required by school bus drivers. For $17 a ride, Shepherd can take your precious bundle of joy to any one of 14 educational institutions, if you have good taste. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
All right, 47 after the hour, Talk Radio Review with Rich and Joe and Victoria and Doug. We've been through mostly all of the things that are on the list except for immigration policy. I don't know how that's changed. Seems to have been diminutized, if you know. That's a word that I just made up, but I think de minimis and minimized, whatever, put them together. The discussion of immigration policy this week has been put on the back burner, mostly because of the Florida shooting, I suppose. I don't know there's anything really new there except
I have an evil thought about it.
Republicans have accused Chuck Schumer of being a turncoat. What do you have? What's your evil thought?
My evil thought is that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer don't want a deal on DACA, that it's much more a valuable political tool to run on it. You know, what else do they have? If they can run around and say,
they can put it off until 2018. Yeah.
Right, and they can run on it in the midterm.
Why? What do they run? How do they get ahead by running on?
By complaining about it and saying that Trump's evil and bad.
It's an urgent issue that we need to fix, and if you don't vote for us, it won't get fixed.
Vote for us, or
if they fix it now, they won't have it in November to run on.
That's totally why Mitch McConnell yesterday, I think, was saying they won't take yes for an answer. And I don't know if that's really true. I'm just saying that I just watch it every day, and I'm looking at it. And, you know, Trump is saying, whatever. But, I mean, I'm just going to put that out there.
All right. One of the names this week, Mike Pence, has been very controversial. What I know about him, he doesn't appeal to me. But apparently there's a lot more to his deep-seated thinking that is very disturbing to a lot of people when you get right down to the core of his beliefs. This is the impact of religion and how it sort of becomes a part of the thread of everything that he does, and how it comes across as being intolerant. Now, I don't know whether that's the news media trying to sway me and others. Go ahead.
He had stuff on his website during his last election before he became the vice president. When he was running in Indiana, he had stuff on his website that was about conversion therapy and things like that. He believed he's the parlance of pray the gay away. He believes that conversion therapy.
All right. Thank you for your good job, Victoria. And Joe and Richie, 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Past the hour now, as we wrap up the week in technology, Kara Schillen is not doing this. Victoria,
Kara can do it.
She could do it, actually. But you have the credibility, not that Kara doesn't, but you do this every day. So we'll wrap up the week with the top five technology items, starting at number five, which is a focus on Twitter and comings and goings there.
Yeah, Twitter is making good on their promise to remove any type of insensitive tweeting, anything that's racially insensitive. And so the first target is Wisconsin Republican congressional candidate Paul Nehlen. He has been banned from Twitter for life. He posted a racially insensitive tweet about Meghan Markle, who, of course, is going to marry Prince Harry in a few months. The tweet had an edited version of one of Meghan and Harry's engagement photos, and he replaced her face with an image of Cheddar Man. Now, Cheddar Man was a dark-skinned prehistoric man who lived in ancient Britain. So, and then he made a racially stupid comment as well, and he said, he captioned it, "Honey, does this tie make my face look pale?" And, of course, this isn't the first time he's been criticized for racially insensitive and anti-Semitic comments. He and former KKK leader David Duke did a podcast together last month, and they both supported white nationalism, so...
Yeah,
Twitter
basically
said, enough's enough, we're suspended. He's repeatedly violated our terms of service, and he's done.
Guys who say things like that have small weenies, and that's the only reason that they say things like that, because they haven't got anything else to back up their manhood. All right, number four, warnings for those who have certain kinds of cell phones.
Yeah, all of the U.S. intelligence agencies this week issued a very stern warning to Americans. Do not buy smartphones made by the Chinese tech companies Huawei and ZTE. Top officials from the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI, and the Defense Intelligence Agency all testified in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee and said that these Chinese smartphones marked a pretty bad security threat to American customers. They are easily hacked into, and essentially all of your data, anything you store on these phones, can be stolen very easily. And the manufacturer apparently has a chipset in it that is made in China that has been suspected that it's used for spying. So basically they said if you have Huawei or ZTE, they are cheap phones. Do not buy them, even if you might be tempted. AT&T was in negotiations with Huawei to carry their smartphones, and they backed out and said it just the deal smelled kind of rotten. So
rotten
stay
to the
away.
Core.
Yep.
Number three on our way to number one, counting down the important technology stories. More bad news for those of you who were concerned before about the Equifax breach. This
yeah.
is page two of that story.
This just seems to keep getting worse. So the Equifax breach, of course, affected 160-some million Americans. Their names, social security numbers, other sensitive information was hacked. Now they're saying that this newest thing, the newest development, is that the tax identification numbers, the email addresses, and driver's license information was also hacked. Once again, the best thing you can do, freeze all of your credit reports so no one can at least open things in your name.
All right, another fix here in the offing. Number two, Google's working on some scams.
Well, Google has been trying to fix the ad scams, which everyone who knows, if you're ever using a PC, and I know, Doug, this affects you a lot, if you open up a web page and an ad creeps across your page and you can't do anything to get rid of it except close the browser completely. So Google has been trying to install a fix for these things. They're called forced redirects. And now, apparently, there's something going on. They're not really able to fix them in the way that they want, so the delay has gone from Chrome version 64. It's past 65. Now they say Chrome 66 is projected to be released in mid-April. Hopefully by then they will have a fix for it.
All right. And the number one, the top technology story of the week, somewhat complicated. I don't know whether it is or it isn't. It depends on what you know on your iPad about setting it so that it goes to night mode versus, and I did this with mine, and now I'm going to take it off of it because of what Victoria's going to tell you.
Well, it's about night shift, and night shift is on iPads and iPhones. And what it does is you can set your time from nightfall into the morning, where your screen goes from blue to warmer tones of orange and yellow. The thought behind it was that it helps block out the blue light, which disrupts melatonin production. Turns out now they're doing more studies; it doesn't really help. What does help though is the level of dimness that you use on your screen. So you can leave night shift mode on, but you have to lower the brightness of your screen, and that may actually help you get real sleep.
Real sleep.
Good
Close
sleep.
Your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Excuse me, that sometimes puts people to sleep. You know what I mean? All right. So there, you've done a nice job again, Victoria. You
Thank you.
Are safe from any traction from the negative.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.